From Crown of Hearts, opposition in the fifth round of the FAI Junior Cup is Harding FC from Dublin, and they happen to have quite a few Donegal players in their squad, including the likes of Shane Sweeney from Fannad, Sean Boner, Keju, Michael Kilfeather, Carn Dunna, and Shane Gibbons and Jason Ashmore from Bonnygee United, also Dara Harper. So lots of connections there, and that could add to the occasion. Well, Gary Duffy is manager of the Bunkrana Hearts side, who reached the quarterfinals last year. Can they go even further this year? I've been speaking with Gary about the big game. I suppose, first of all, nice to get a home draw.
Yeah, another home draw. We've been lucky from our couple of runs in the Junior Cup with the draws. We've had more home ones than what we had away, so that's good.
Now, your opposition this time, Harding FC from the Ringsend area in Dublin. They play in the United Churches League. Do you know much about them?
Not much, but just how they set up and stuff. I know they're kind of the United Churches from talking to people. It's not the strongest league in the country, but look, you have to take every fixture in the last 32 of the FA Junior Cup series, and again, that's what we'll be doing. So look, we've got as much as we possibly could about them, just how they set up, where their strengths and weaknesses are. So that's really all you can go on, but focus more on ourselves and go out and do the job that we're asked to do and see where it takes us.
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of training, probably not going to really alter things from what you would be doing too much normally.
We had a good session there. Just with the kickoff time, everything's really the same. And we offered them the change of the kickoff time as they wanted it, but they were happy enough to go with the 2 o'clock kickoff. So everything's normal routine Sunday, but obviously it's a Junior Cup. It's the biggest one we can play in as a junior team. So we'll be looking to give it a good rattle come Sunday.
Now, this time of year could be heavy enough conditions out there, and sometimes the importance of having a strong bench comes into play. And, you know, in that regard, certainly, Bunkrana, you have that bit of strength and depth.
The last time I spoke to you, I was discussing the strength and depth. We are down a few bodies. So we are, Aaron McDade played his first full game there on Sunday. He's been coming back from an injury. Cian McGarvey has torn a hamstring. He's put another 3 weeks to do. Jamie McDade's come back from an injury. He's played in 90 minutes, came out okay. Sean Mullins still struggling, and we've lost Sean McDermott, who's gone to Derby, centre half. So we have we're down a few, but with the squad we have, the numbers are still okay. So the depth is starting to play a part at the minute in the squad. So that's coming with us at the minute, whereas before we might not have that depth to get players to step up. For sure, Sean McDermott was the name I was trying to get out there, who'd gone to Derby.
Yeah, so a little bit of change of personnel. But if you look at your league form and the other competitions that you're involved in, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, you've, just like last season, you hit the ground running, you're in contention, going on a number of fronts. Just how important would it be to extend this Junior Cup run and maybe to go even further than you did last year?
That's really big for the club. We've been in the Cup last year and had a great run on it. And as I said to you before, these big games give the lads more experience and mature them more as players along the way. So look, obviously we'd love to go another step further. And look, as I keep saying to you, we take every game at a time and treat every game the same. With the same respect and the same mentality and the same professionalism. So look, 100% we want to give this a rattle and go as far as we possibly can on it.
Now, when you're up against opposition that you don't really know too much about, the first goal, I mean, it's an old cliche, but it is so important because it really will change the pattern of the game. And one would think, you know, if the visitors come and they get a goal, they could just park the bus.
That's true. And two ways of looking at that, Chris. Like you come into the unknown and you're not knowing much about them, and it's the same for them. They've probably done a couple of phone calls on us, and definitely you're right. Like sometimes you can over elaborate that and think on things in a different way, and teams can come in and sit in a low block and park the bus against you. Definitely, if they go one up, and it makes it hard no matter what level you're playing at. But look, as I keep saying to our boys, just we've learned through some of the big games since I've come in that maybe one or two of the bigger games we've played in, we focused a wee bit more on the opponents and maybe overdone it a wee bit. So you learn that from big games, and me as a manager as well, you learn that from the bigger games you play. So we're focusing more on ourselves and what we're capable of doing and where our strengths are and how we can hurt teams and how we can win games. So we'll be doing that for as long as we possibly can. This cup, focusing really on the lads that we have available to play on the park and focus on our strengths. And look, you'll do a small bit of homework, but it's more from last year's maturity. Let's focus on ourselves and believe in ourselves and go and do what we know we can do.
And as you prepare for the game, obviously, given your league form and everything, you know, every reason to be optimistic?
Yeah, 100%. I'm definitely optimistic about trying to get into the last 16 of the cup again. And look, as a city, and these cups, once you go into the national stages of cups, you want the home draw. And that's the first thing you look at, a home draw. And who you're playing, and then look, as you stated there a while ago, the weather conditions is going to play a part as well. It's a rough weekend, but look, we just have to totally solely focus on ourselves and go and try and do our job.
So Gary, last year the run in the cup, you know, it really galvanised everybody. It got the crowds behind, and you know, once again, if you can extend the cup run, it would mean so much to everybody at Bunkeranna Hearts.
Yeah, look, definitely, that's a big one. For the club, like, it's obviously the biggest cup that we can play, and obviously if you qualify for the last four, you're in the senior cup, but it's the highest we can play as a junior club. And look, it brings a different buzz about the club from my time being there. Young kids and stuff coming down with blue and white flags, and bigger crowds come down to watch it. There's, as you said, teams from the unknown coming, and it just brings a different kind of buzz about the town the week of the junior cup when you're getting into the latter stages of it. Even in my own house, my wee lad plays with the under-8s. He's buzzing for the junior cup weekends because he doesn't know who's coming to play, and that buzz along with all the other young kids and the senior people who come down and watch on the ex-players. So it's great luck to be the manager of the club and games like this year. And look, the longer we stay in it, the more benefit it is for our club. It gives a great buzz about the town. Like.